KOYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Friday financial update. We welcome back onto the broadcast Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. JohnMoore.com on the Insights tab is where you'll find much of the information we discuss each week, including a full hour last week talking about taxes and not waiting until the next tax season. Plenty to do between now and then. But today, Brian, which, by the way, welcome in to ABQ Connect.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here again.
Today, we want to look at preparing the next generation. And, you know, Brian, whether, you know, we or our listener, you know, are part of a family that are doing everything they can and doing a great job, you know, using a biblical worldview lens, you know, over their finances, or maybe that's something they've struggled with. Regardless, every one of us really needs to start looking to the next generation. And you have information as to good reason why that is.
Yeah, and I think part of the importance here is the simple scale of what will be transferred. So the Gen X, as they're called, and millennials are set to receive somewhere in the neighborhood of $80 to over $100 trillion over the coming decades as their parents and grandparents pass away. And so again, that's trillion with a T. So it's the greatest wealth transfer in the history of mankind. And it could either be seen, you know, as believers, we can see that as an opportunity to do a lot of wonderful things with our wealth and prepare stewards to wisely manage what will be passed along, or it could be squandered by heirs that maybe don't share our values or simply are not equipped to manage resources because we never trained them up in the ways of managing money that we know work.
So. Well, Brian, you know, when I think back, whether it was my parents or others who gave simple insight to say something like, you know, whatever. And it wasn't from a spiritual point of view. It was simply as soon as you start earning, putting aside 10% of everything you make. And when you grow old and I'm not alone, I'm sure, in failing in that.
Yeah, and it's difficult. It takes discipline, but I think a lot of people never experience success with finance because they honestly just never are exposed to, you know, wise principles about money management. And usually the folks, you know, if they've built a lot of wealth over their lifetime, they've probably learned those principles through either someone who taught them or through lessons learned, through mistakes made. And they miss the opportunity to pay those lessons forward. You know, one of our themes at John Moore Associates is if you've paid the tuition, make sure you learn the lesson.
Yeah.
And I would extend that to don't only learn the lesson, but share that lesson. You know, share stories about the good and bad decisions you made about with money. You know, share the emotional and financial consequences of mistakes you've made.
Well, Brian.
So yeah, there's a lot there that can be unpacked one generation to the next.
And Brian, and everyone listening, not blame shifting. What I do and have done with my money, I'm responsible for that. However, I do remember people telling me those things, but you know, I don't really remember a lot of hands-on assistance. And I would guess that is really key. Like it would be with discipleship. It's one thing to share the truth with someone and even for them to say, I accept the gospel, but to not disciple them and disciple meaning discipline, student, learner, giving them the tools and walking alongside them as they begin this walk, whether it's a walk with Christ or in this instance we're talking about, begin a walk of being financially responsible through the lens of Scripture.
Absolutely. And as we talk about frequently in our time together in these Friday segments, you know, the Bible's full of these lessons. So you don't have to make it up. But I think some combination of biblical principles about money alongside your personal testimony about good and bad decisions you've made with your finances, that combination is powerful because you have timeless and transcendent wisdom combined with real life stories. And I think it's a great combination. And one thing we've pointed out in the past is if you look in Proverbs 22:6 is train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they will not turn from it. Proverbs 22:7 is the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender. Maybe there's not a coincidence that those two are back to back. Train up a child and teach them to be wise about debt. You know, so I think that's a good example where these biblical principles, they really are a combination of, you know, the way we should walk in our time here and in our lives. And money's part of that. And the obligation to pay those principles forward to the ones that we're responsible for. Because part of our stewardship is our wealth. Another part is the stewardship of relationships and that role of parent or grandparent to child or grandchild. So it's a big obligation. And I look forward to in the next few weeks here, you know, diving deep into some principles and concepts that we've seen work for families who've done this well, who've made good wealth transfers. Because we've certainly learned a lot of lessons from clients who've paid tuition through a poor transfer of wealth from one generation to the next.
Yeah, and Brian, I'm going to go back to the verse you shared in Proverbs and connect it actually to some of what I was sharing about discipleship, because practice makes permanent. I said that actually in an earlier segment today, but it's true. And I appreciate you aiming us at Scripture, because it's where we're going to find the really every answer we need. It's the manual for life, and finances are included in that. So we look forward to the next several weeks and months, and looking at preparing the next generation. Wow, $80 to $100 trillion. Yeah, it's clearly something that's important enough, because, like you said, the principles show up in Scripture plenty. And something we should pay close attention to.
And I would add that not only are the principles in Scriptures, there are plenty of warnings about what happens when you improperly manage money or fall in love with money. You know, it's the love of money that's the root of evil. And we have to keep that in mind, is that we're not only trying to help our children and grandchildren be wise stewards, we're trying to help protect them from falling in love with money and letting that become their God, which is the primary competitor, according to Scripture, to understanding God's place in our heart is, you know, the love of money. That is a huge competitor in everything that money represents, obviously. So yeah, lots of opportunity here to either do really well or to make mistakes that could have multi-generational consequence.
Well, Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, thank you for your time, and we look forward to another update next Friday.
Absolutely. You have a good one, Steve.
You too. And thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Join us every weekday afternoon, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect. And remember to look for the archives to share these segments with someone you'd like to pass them along to. You can do that at abqconnect.online. And as far as the Friday financial update, remember, you'll find the insights tab, a free resource for you at johnmoore.com. Again, have a great weekend and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.